Today's daf is daf tes zayin. So let's take it. The last word on tes vav amud beis. The last word is amar. So going on to daf tes zayin. The Gemara says amar rabba bar Rav Huna kol milsa de misamre ba'apei tlasa. Any statement that was said in front of three people, les be mishum lishna bisha, is not subject to lashon hara. My time, why not? Even though it's something bad, something that wouldn't normally qualify, since it was said in front of three people, we have chavre chavre islay v'chavre de chavre chavre islay. That people talk. So once the people know, we assume they're going to tell their friends, and three turns to four or five, and so on, and therefore it's considered public information. Gemara says, "Vayter now ki also Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He quoted the following pasuk: Amar my dichse. What does the pasuk mean in Mishlei when it says Mevarech re'eu b'kol gadol? When a person blesses someone, he praises someone with a great sound, a great voice. But boker hashkem klala teichashev lo. In the morning, it's going to be a klala for that person who he praised. Very strange thing, because you praise someone, it's going to serve as a klala." So Gemara explains, "Kigon de mikle lushpiza. A guy went to a place, an inn or someone's house to stay." And the treatment was fantastic. And the host was serving him and doing all this tircha for him. The marcha the next day, the guest goes out to the marketplace and says, "You know how good Ruvain was as a baal bais? He took care of me. He was a great host." He says, "HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless this person. Because he did this for me, did that for me." Shaman and Shapiba are going to hear what's going on. They're going to go take advantage of this individual because he's such a great host. So he's going to take advantage and he's going to be a kala for that person. These are one of the three things that Gemar Bar Metzia says that a person's allowed to lie on. We want to know what's considered Tfias Ayin. Let's say a person loses an object. We don't have Simanim. So if a guy is a Taman Chacham, he's Tfias Ayin. He's a good, sharp understanding, a sharp eye, so we could trust him. How do you define a person who's trustworthy? A person only lies about three things. What three things does he lie about? The Gemara says, Masechta, Purya and Ushpiza. Masechta is he lied, he didn't learn a certain Gemara because he didn't want people to bother him about learning. Purya is referring to our relations. And when it comes to Ushpiza, it's referring to a nice host. What's wrong with telling a guy about a nice host? Reuven is a great host to me. Because Reuven is such a great host, and everyone's going to go to him, they're going to take advantage of him, he's going to lose all his money. So this is what it means that it says the pasuk, Mevarech re'eu b'kol gadol, ba'boker hashkem klala teicha shevla. Gemara now says, Vayter tani Rav Dimi achua the Rav Sifra, Safra. Rav Dimi was the brother of Safra, and he taught the following din, Li'olam al yisapir adam b'tovasu shel chavero, and they add in Yosem Yidai, meaning he said, don't speak good about anyone. That's not true. Of course you speak good about people. Don't speak too much. Don't over embellish when describing someone's praise. Shemitoch tovasu bali derasu. Because when you start talking, this guy is so great and so good, the guy's going to say, well, he has this little flaw. If you say a guy is a very nice guy, fine. But once you start embellishing about a person, that's going to lead to some negativity to try balancing out. So don't speak too good about a person. Ikadami, others say, Rav Dimi, Achud, Rav Safra, Rav Dimi was chalash, he was very weak, he was ill. And all Rav Safra, his brother-in-law, Rav Safra came in, L'shai L'bay, to ask him, to see how he's doing, to greet him. So Amr Lahu, so Rav Dimi says to him, Tisi Li, I know I'm going to receive schar, because the Kaimi called Amr Rabban, I fulfilled every statement of the Chachamim. Amr Lahu, so they said to him, how me, Mekaimis, do you follow the following din? Li'olam ayisapir adam b'tavasa shechavero, that one also? Shemitoch tavasa baladei genusa, you're such a great chassid, you fulfill that one also? Amar lei lo shmile, never heard of such a din. But he have a shmile, kai amta. Had I heard of it, I would have fulfilled it. I just never heard of it before. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. He quotes from Rabbi Yonasan, al shiva dvarim nigayim v'varim. There's seven reasons, seven causes for neged saras to appear in a person. And they are as follows. Al lashon hara, al shvichas damim, al shvua shav, al gilei raios, al gasus haruach, al hagezel, v'al tzaros ha'ayin. These seven things, and we'll explain each one in their source. Al lashon hara, d'chsiv, it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, miloshnei basei, so those who speak secretly, which is referring to lashon hara, re'ehu, also atmis means something that's decisive, something that's muchlat. We have a mitzor muchlat, so it causes atmis, mitzor muchlat. Ashvichas dam in murder, d'chsiv, Vayikares mi beis Yoav, Zav, Umitzora. Yoav had killed someone, so he, because of killing, Avner ben Ner, so he was punished, and he said it shouldn't seize from his house, from his family, Umitzora. So we see Umitzora is a direct result, a direct punishment of Shvichas Damim. Number three, Val Shua Shah for making a false Shua. The Chassid says by Gehazi, the student of Elisha, says after Elisha had healed Naaman from Tsaras, so then he didn't want to take any presents because of this, and Gehazi ran away, and he sent after him, and he tried getting him back. And Vayomer Naaman Lahol Kach Kikarim, Hoel is the Lashon of Shua. So she took a Shua and take these, she swore that Elisha will take some food for him and some kesef. The Ksivit says afterwards, but Taras Naaman Tidbak Bicha. And you should be struck with Taras because she took a Shua, and particularly a Shua Shav, that led to a Taras. Number four, Agila Raios, the Chassid says, by Paro, when Paro took Sarah Imenu, in Parshish Lechacha, it says, Vayinaga Hashem es Paro Nigayim. Not Lechas, later on, Vayera. When he took Paro, so Nigam came onto him because of the Gila Raios. Vagas Zeruach, it says, the Chassid, Ubechezkaso Gava Libo Al Hashchos Vayimal Bashem Elokav. So Gas Ruach, a person who's a guy, Balgaiva, Gavalibo, so the Pasuk describes as a Tsaras Zarcha B'mitzcha. So then Tsaras had developed this, talking about Uziyahu, Melch Yuda, he was a Balgaiva, so Tsaras had developed on his forehead. Valha Gezel, number, I think this is number six now, on stealing. The Chassid says, the guards to Taras that appears on one's house, Vitziva Kohen Ufinas Abayis. The Kohen says, first remove all your kalim, all your possessions from your house. So why do we have to do that? Why is that part of the process of cleaning the Taras? So the Medrash teaches us, Tana, Hu Kanas Mamon Shein Shalom, he had brought into his house that which is not his. In other words, he stole. Yava Kohen Vifazer Mamona, the Kohen's going to take out his stuff and be Mifazer and disperse all his property on his front lawn so everyone should see. So this is a result of Geza. Val Tsar's eye, and a person who's very stingy, it says in the Pasuk that Uva Sheloha Bayis, so the Tsaras comes to one who's Uva Sheloha Bayis, I mean it's his house, of course it's his house. So Tanan Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Misha Miyuchad Beisolo, one whose house is only for him, he doesn't share with anyone else, he's at Tsar's eye, he's stingy, that's the individual who's going to be struck with Tsaras. So these are the seven causes of Tsaras. So Gemara says, Aini, is this really true? V'ha Amar Rabbi Anani Bar Sason Lama Nismichal Parshas Big Day Kuna L Parshas Karbanos. Is it really true that Nigam come as a result of Lashon Hara? We have a din that why is Big Day Kuna adjacent to the Parsha of Karbanos in Parshas Titzaveh? Lama Nichal to tell me Ma Karbanos Mechaprin, just like Karbanos we know serve as a Kapara, Af Big Day Kuna Mechaprin, so to Big Day Kuna of the Kohen Gadol Osas Mechaprin. So what are they Mechaprin for? And the Gemara lists Ksonis Mechaperes Al Shvichas Damim, the Ksonis said the Kohen Gadol wears Mechaperes on the murder of Yosef, Dichsiv Vayit Belu Es Ksonis Badam, and not only the murder of Yosef or the attempted murder, but any murder for that matter, the Ksonis Mechapra. Mechnasai Mechapra Nagile Rayos, the pants in Mechapra, and this din, this Isser Dichsiv Vaasei Lehem Mechnasai, Mechnasai Vad, Lechasos Baser Irvo. So that's why we say Mechasai is Mechapra and Gile Rayos. Mitznefes, the hat, Michaperes al Gase Ruach, and those are Balgaiva, Kidrebi Chanina, Damer Bechanina, Yavod Davar Shebegova, Vichabri al Maisagova. That which is worn on high, on the top of the head, Shemichaper, and that which is about being a high, about a Balgaiva. Avnate, the belt, is Michaperes al Hira Alev, because the belt was worn somewhat high up near the heart, so those are bad thoughts a person has. Ahecha de Asi, it's Michaper, and that where it's placed where it rests, which is close to the heart, that's the Avnate. Choshen, that the Kohen Gadol wears in Mechaper El Hadinim on incorrect judgment, Dichsiv Vasisa Choshen Mishpat. And Ephod is that the apron is Mechaper Avodah Zarah, Dichsiv Ein Ephod Utrafim. Trafim wears Avodah Zarah like we have by Lavan had the Trafim. So that's what the Ephod is Mechaper and Trafim and Avodah Zarah. And the Me'il, the coat, is Mechaper Lashon Hara. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yavo Davar Shebekol. Bring that which makes a sound. The Me'il, the bells made sound, is Mechaper Maisa Kol, is Mechaper, and that which is also through a sound, namely Lashon Hara. And finally, the eighth baget is Tzitz, is Mechaper Maisa Azepanim, one who is brazen. Ksiv Halach, it's written by the Tzitz, Vaya Al Metach Aram. The Tzitz is worn across the forehead of Aaron. Uksiv Hasim is written by the Navi, Umetach Isha Zona Hayalach, referring to brazenness. So we see from all this, the eight begadim of the Kohen Gadol are mechaper for eight different averos. So what's the question, however? So we see that's the me'il, that's mechaper in Lashon Hara, not tsaras, that's mechaper in Lashon Hara. So which is the mechaper in Lashon Hara? Is it the me'il or is it the nega tsaras? And the Gemara says, Lo Kasha, there is no contradiction. Ha the Hani Masav, ha the Lo Hani Masav. It depends. If the Lashon Hara had an impact, whereas Hanu Masav, where it had some impact where people were really, it caused fighting and whatnot, so that requires a more serious type of kapara. Hadalah Hanu Masav, and this is where the Lashon Hara was said, but nothing was affected by it. So the difference is, Hanu Masav, if it's something where people start fighting and it caused the whole tumult, so that's also Negarim Aleh. So that's where the Negarim come in and afflict the person, and that brings the kapara. But Iloha Nimasav, if the Lashar didn't cause any impact, granted it was an Isser, but the same level of kapara is not needed, so it's sufficient that the Me'il of the Kohen Gadol is Mechaper for that Lashon Hara. So we see that the different types of Lashon Haras, one is Mechaper through the Me'il, one is Mechaper through Negat Teras. The Gemara is that finish it. V'ha'am Rabbi Simon, Amar Rabbi Shuben Levi, Shnei Dvarim Lo Matzinu Lehem B'Karbanos Kapara, but B'Dever Acher Matzinu Lehem Kapara. There are two items where the Karbanos themselves are not Mechaper for, but we find the Kapara for them elsewhere. Shvichas Damim V'Lashon Hara. Shvichas Damim, what's the other Kapara we get? There's no Karban for Shvichas Damim. There's Be'Egla Rufa. So Egla Rufa brings his Kapara for the Shvichas Damim. Lashon Hara. Where do you find it's not a carbon? Ketores is not a, it's granted, it's in the base of Migdash, but it's not called the carbon. So we see that even though there's no carbon for Shvichas Damim, that does get a kapara from elsewhere, namely Ketores. The Chsiv, it says, the Tzani Rad, the Brisa tells us, this appears also in Maseches Yuma, Rabbi Chanina, Lamanu, Lektores, Shemichaperes, he taught us that Ketores is Mechaperes, on what? The Chsiv, you should place a ketores as mechaper in the nation. The Tana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael amak ketores mechaperes. On which iser is ketores mechaperes on? Al lashon hara. What's the proof? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says yavo davar shebechashai. Bring that which is done in secret, namely the ketores which is done in the secret. It's done not. We're not referring to the ketores of Kosh Hadashim. Not the ketores of the Yom Kippurim. The regular ketores brought every single day, it was brought on the inner mizbeach, the mizbeach apnimi, the mizbeach hazav, that was hidden from most people, and therefore it comes b'chashai. So that should be mechaper, v'chaper, amaisa chashai, that should be mechaper on that which is also said secretly, namely, lashon hara. So we see from this, however, we have kash shvichas damim, shvichas damim, kash lashon hara, lashon hara. Because shvichas damim, we said before that the kesones is mechaper on shvichas damim. And now we're saying that the egle rufa is mechaper on shvichas damim. And the guy of lashon hara, before we said either the negat teraz or the mi'il is mechaperis. And now we're saying lashon hara is being mechaper through the ketores. So we have a number of steers. So the Gemara answers, Shvichas damim, Shvichas damim lo kasha. There is no contradiction. Hadi yadei man katle, hadi lo yadei man katle. Depends whether you know who is the murderer. If we don't know who the murderer is, that's Egla Rufa, where we don't know who caused this guy to die. We found the dead man, we don't know who murdered him, that's when we bring the Egla Rufa. But if you do know who is the murderer, so then it's the kapara is achieved through the ksonas. Gemara says, if you know who killed him, so shouldn't you kill that person? Why do you need a kapara from the ksonas? The yadei man katle bar katalu. You should kill that person. You should kill Reuven for being the murderer. Why do you get kapara? He gets off the hook because of ksonas? Gemara says, no, b'mezid v'la'asibay. The guy did it intentionally, but there was no hasra. He wasn't warned, so for technicality, he's off the hook. We can't kill him, so the kapara comes through the wearing of the ksonas.
This is a kapara on the tzibur, not on the person himself. Because otherwise,
he
seems too easy.
You know
what I'm
saying? Yeah, the note says that. It says that.
Uh-huh.
The man on the murder himself, he gets the razz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, I see that here also in the note points to that as well. Okay. So then the Gemara says, lashon hara lo kasha. This is also not a contradiction. Again, we had on one hand, we said lashon hara is the kapara is achieved for lashon hara on the wearing of the me'il or from the negatras. But now the Brisa tells us it's really the kataras. And the Gemara says, lo kasha ha betzina ha befarhes. It depends. If it was done betzina, it was done hidden, no one knew about this, but that would be lashon hara, that would be mechaper through kataras. If it was done through the farhesia, that would come through the me'il, which is done by farhesia as well. The sound of the bells, which is farhesia, that corresponds to the lashon hara that was said by farhesia. Gemara now says that raise a question at the top of Tezayinim Abayz, by minei Rabbi Shmuel bar Nadav Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Chanina, Amrila, others say it was Rabbi Shmuel bar Nadav, who is the Chasnei, the son-in-law of the Rabbi Chanina. He asked from Rabbi Chanina, he asked from his father-in-law, And yet, Amri, still others say slightly differently, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So someone asked the question from someone else. So what was the question? Man shana mitzora shamru atora badad yasha yeshev b'chutz l'machane moshavo. What's unique about the mitzora who has this unique punishment where he has to sit all by himself outside all the camps? Why dafka the mitzora? Why no one else? So the answer is, who hivdil ben ish l'ishto ben ish l're'eu? He created a separation between husband and wife by speaking lashon hara about one to the other, or between one person and the other person. He made a separation. L'fikach amru Torah badad yeshev the gomer. You should also sit in isolation since you cause others to be isolated as well. So Amr Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda ben Levi says, Ma nishana mitzora shamru Torah yavi shtei tziparim l'tara. So what was unique about the mitzora that the kapara needed, the carbon that's brought, was two birds? So Gemara says to bring the tahara. So Amr Kadosh Baruch Hu, who owes Maisa Patit? He did something, chirping with the sound. Rashi quotes Zala Torah. Lefikach Amr Torah shiyavi carbon patit. You should bring a carbon from that which makes a little chirping sound as well, namely the birds. The Tanner of Barna the Bright says, Vaiter now, Lo Sisna Sachicha Bilavecha, a person should not hate their brother in their heart. So Yacha, one might think, Lo Yakenu, you should never hit your friend. Or Lo Yisrenu, don't hit him in the back of your hand. Or Lo Yikalenu, don't curse him either. Tamalomer, no, you're allowed to do all of that. Bilavecha, Sina Shibolev HaKasa Medaber. Don't hate him in the lay, but with physically you can show hatred. Why would you show hatred to a friend? If the guy is doing something wrong, you want to give tochacha, this is going to be the sugi of tochacha. You could hit him, you could curse him, do whatever you need to do, but don't hate him. You want to love the guy, but you need to show him some action to stop what he's doing. So that's what we learn from this din. So Gemara says, Minayin l'roeh b'chaveiro davar meguna. How does one know? If you see your friend doing something that he shouldn't be doing, something disgusting, something terrible, something filthy, shechayv l'ochichu, that there's an obligation, min haTorah, to rebuke him. What's the source? Shenemar hocheyach tochiach es amisecha. You should rebuke your friend until he listens. Hochiach v'lo, hochich v'lo kiba. Let's see, you rebuke him, he doesn't respond, he doesn't mekabel it. You should repeat it again, rebuke him again and again and again. Tamalomar tochiach, it says tochiach, tochiach, the double lashon, mikomakam, afilu mishanam panav, even if he's going to change his face, which means he's going to be embarrassed, right? We know, al talvan pnei chavero, don't embarrass your friend, which means he's going to change his face, he's going to become white. Even if it means you're going to embarrass him in public, you should continue to rebuke him until he listens. How do I know all this? Tamalomar, the pasuk says, lotisa alav chayt, don't do it that much. I mean, you could do what you need to do, rebuke him, rebuke him, rebuke him. One might think even if you embarrass him, you should rebuke him. Tam Lomar, no, don't do that. Lo sisalav alav chay. Don't violate an avera along the way. Don't embarrass him along the way. But everything short of embarrassing him, berabim, one should do whatever is in his means to rebuke him and stop what he's doing. Tatani, the Braisa says, Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Timia ani im yesh bedor hazeh mekabel shemekabel tochaicha. I would be shocked if anyone in this generation is able to accept a tochacha properly. Because im amar lo, if a guy says to him, to kesa mi beina shinecha, take that, you have a little piece of wood between your teeth, take it out, which is just a nice way of saying, stop doing that small avera. What's the guy's response going to say? Amar lo, to kora mi beina recha, you take out that bean that's between your eyes, you have a much bigger avera to worry about. So before you worry about me, worry about yourself. So since no one's escapes avera, everyone has something to point out to each other, no one's going to be makabel any tochacha bizman hazeh. So comes along Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Timani im yesh bedor hazeh shodeh lochiach. I'd be amazed if someone knows how to give tochacha properly. It's not an easy thing to give tochacha in such a way where you don't embarrass someone and you don't give him the dignity that he would need. And therefore, both ends. People don't know how to give tochacha. People don't know how to receive tochacha. And therefore, Bizman said, it's a very tricky thing if at all anyone should ever give tochacha. So, what?
That was during his day.
Exactly, sir. Bamar B'yochem and Nuri, Meir ani alai shemayim v'aretz, let the Shemayim Aretz testify upon me. Shehar be'pamim loka Akiva al yadi. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Akiva, when he was a young boy, or not young boy, when he was growing up, when he was trying to become religious, so he was punished many times on account of me. Why? Shayisi kobel alav lefnei Rabbi Gamliel b'Rabbi. I would actually tattle on him. When I see Akiva doing the wrong things, I would tell our Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and then he would actually punish Rabbi Akiva for doing something wrong. So this is part of Akiva's upbringing. He was, we know where he was the first 40 years, and even after he became from, he was struggling to become. So this is a reality. So Akiva himself got punished because of me. The Kol Shekin, and certainly Shosafti Bo'ava, and certainly Rabbi Akiva would love me for doing this. He appreciated the rebuke. We know that discipline is extremely important in person, putting a person on the right track. So he appreciated this. And he quoted the Pasuk in Mishnah, L'kai Mashin Emar, Al Tocheach Leitz, Penishneach. A guy who's late, don't rebuke him. He's going to just hate you. But Hocheach L'chacham, V'yavech. But a Chacham, he'll love you for giving him the proper rebuke and putting him on the right track. So by Minei, Rabbi Yehuda braid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. So Rabbi Yehuda, who was the son of Rabbi Shimon, asked from his father, Rabbi Shimon, the following shaila. Telchachal l'shma v'anava shloshma. Which is better, hey Minei or Adifa? Is it better to rebuke a person l'shem shemaim? You mamash have the right kavanas, you want to give telchacha? Or is it better to be an anav and to be quiet and be humble and sit back and don't say anything, although your intentions might be wrong, might be for your own kavo, let's say. But so which is better? Telchacha l'shma, which is going to have perhaps bad results, of being anav and quiet and humble, shelo l'shma. So Amar Lai, the Gemara says, v'lo modis, will you not admit to me the anava l'shma adifa? Everybody agrees anava l'shma is certainly better. A guy who's very humble, he's edel, he's quiet, it's not his personality to give telchacha. Anava l'shma is the highest form, no matter what. Damar mar, anava gedol mikulam. So once we establish anava l'shma is the greatest, so then we can also from that extrapolate shelo l'shma nami adifa. Shelo l'shma, which is lower than l'shma, it's still in the same sphere as anava itself. The Amr of Yehuda, Amr Rav, li'ola mi'asak adam b'torah v'mitzos, ava pi shelo l'shma, shemitoch shelo l'shma ba l'shma. So we know even the shelo l'shma of any particular midah, any particular mitzah, it's right there in the same realm as the l'shma part. So once you establish anava l'shma is the highest, anava shelo l'shma is right below that. So it's like anava is 1A, anava l'shma is 1A, and anava shelo l'shma is like 1B. And then tochacha l'shma would be 2, level 2. So anava shelo l'shma is certainly going to be higher than tochacha as well. So that's how the Gemara establishes. So what exactly is tochacha l'shma and anava shelo l'shma? So Gemara asks, hey chidami, tochacha l'shma and anava shelo l'shma. So kiha the Rav Huna v'chia barav hava yasve kame dishma. So we know hochacha dishma. That we know is a clear rebuke l'shem shemaim. That's clear. But what's another shlo l'shma? So one time Rav Huna was sitting down and chia barav were sitting in front of Shmuel. Shmuel was their rebbe. So Rav Huna and chia were contemporaries, learning from their rebbe Shmuel. And Amar Leih chia barav says to Shmuel, his rebbe, Chazi Mar, do you see that my chaver here, Rav Huna, the kametzarli, he's always telling on me, he's always making fun of me, he's always telling me I'm doing the wrong thing, he's always rebuking me. So Kavi Elayo, the Sula Mitzarle. So Rav Huna said, okay, I'll take upon myself never to cause you any more tsar. So Basa Dinafik, after Chir Barav left, so then it was Rav Huna alone with Shmuel, his Rebbe, Amarle. Rav Huna says to his Rebbe Shmuel, Hachi v'hachi kavit. This is what he was doing. You know, he taka deserves to be rebuked, because Rav Chir was doing this wrong and that wrong. So the Gemara says, Shmuel, the Rebbe says to him, Amai lo Amar Shleil Lebanpe. So why didn't you say this in front of me? So you should have told him, I'm giving a rebuke you because you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong. So Amar Leih, Huna says, Chasli di lichsof zare di rav ayadai. I didn't want to cause a busha, embarrassment, to chiyar by rav in front of your present. If it's private, me and him, so there's no busha, it's me and him, and that's it. But once Shmuel, Rebbe's in front of us, I didn't want to embarrass him, and therefore I didn't say anything. So this was what the Gemara calls ani anava shlo l'shma. So look at Tosus to explain a little bit.
Rav Chiyah told Shmuel that
Rav Huna was rebuking him all the time.
And then Rav Huna is the one who stayed with Shmuel later until that's what I was doing.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
So Shmuel said, why didn't you say this when he was here? I didn't want to embarrass Chia in front of you, Shmuel. Okay. So that's Anava L'shelo l'shma. So if you look at Tosus, just to explain a little bit here, Tosus in the very top, Anava L'shelo l'shma, She'osa atzma anav, he pretended that he was an anav. V'ein rota lo chicho, vos anava lo l'shev shemaim hi, el shelo yesen enu. He didn't want to hate him. That's not priya anivas. Anivas is if your mom is a humble person, like, who am I to give that guy rebuke? No, Rav Huna knew he should give him rebuke. He just didn't because he didn't want to cause any hatred. That's called anava shelo l'shma, and that's better than tochacha l'shma. Gemara now says, ad heichan tochacha. How far does the hochacha extend? How far is one willing to go? So Gemara says, Rav Amar Ad Haka. You should rebuke a guy until he's willing to hit you. Once he's willing to hit you in the face, then you should stop. But everything short of that, you should continue to rebuke him. That's the threshold according to Rav. Shmuel Amar Ad Kala, until the guy is willing to curse you. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ad Nazif, until the guy's willing to reprimand you, which is less the least of them. So Nazifa is like yell at you, Klal is curse at you, Hakka is hit you. Those are all the different levels of getting worse and worse. And this machlokus in the Amaram is really a machlokus tanaim as well. Kitanai, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ad Hakka, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ad Klala, Ben Azai Omer Ad Nazifa. So Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he explains that Shloshim, all three positions are Mikra Echad Darshu, are all learned out from the very same pasuk. The pasuk referring to when Yehonasan was trying to convince his father Shaul not to chase after David HaMelech. And we know Yonasan and David were very close to each other. So he says, Vayichar Af Shaul. He's saying, Daddy, don't go. And Shaul got very angry at him. Vayichar Af Shaul B'Yonasan V'Yomelo Ben Navas Hamardis. He got very angry at him. So Ksivit says further, Vayatal Shaul Sechonis Alav. He took a spear at him, Lahakosa, to hit his son Yonasan. So the Gemara says, Laman Damar Adhaka, the one who says until one hits him, there's a lakoso. That Shaul was about to hit him, so then Yael said, okay, I'll step back now. He's got a knife to my throat, I'll stop. But up until that point, he was rebuking. That's the threshold. Laman Damar Adhaklala. It says, Dechsiv, Levashacha Ulevoshis Erevasimecha, he was cursing him that he should be embarrassed by different arayos. That's what Shaul was cursing him. And the man Damar Anuzifa, this is Vayichar Afshal, he got very angry at him. So we see all three positions are found in the pasuk of this ma'isa of Shaul and Yonasan. So Gemara says, man Damar Anuzifa, the one who says you should only reprimand up until he gets angry, well, doesn't it say by the pasuk, Dichse Haksiv Hakala Klala, that Shaul was almost hitting him, he almost cursed him, so shouldn't everyone agree you should go up to that point? And the Gemara says, no. Nuzifa is really the threshold according to that man Damar. Shani Hassan, by the case of Yonasan Shaul, Agav Chavivusa Yisera Dehava Beil Yonasan B'David, the great love endearment that Yonasan had for David, must nafshi tvei, he went above the threshold. So normally the threshold is Ad Nazifa, according to one position. Because he loved David, he pushed himself over to the point where his father almost hit him and cursed him, but that regular people don't have to go so far if you assume that the threshold is in fact Nazifa. Okay, Gemara says Vayti now, a very similar case in terms of how far a person has to push. Ad heichan, how far does a person have to do? Shlo yishane adam b'achsane shlo. When a person has a certain host he goes to, he comes to visit, I don't know, he goes to Chicago, always goes to the same host every single time, you shouldn't come back for one shop and say, you know what, today I'm going to go, this shop is I'm going to go to a different house. You should have consistency with going to the same host. So how far should a person really subjugate himself? Let's say the host becomes mean and angry and no longer enjoyable. How far does a person have to continue to be loyal to that host? Rav Amar Ad Hakka. Until the guy wants to hit you, then you should continue to go. But the moment he wants to hit you, then it's okay to switch houses. Ushmu Amar Ad Shiav Shilu Lo Kelav Lachorv. Until the point where he wants to take your clothing and suitcase and chuck it out the window, at that point you should no longer stay at that host. So the Gemara explains. Bakadi Dei if the Ba'abais wants to hit the you yourself, so everybody agrees that you don't have to go that part that far. Don't go that far. You should go to a different host. Bafshal's Kalev, if he wants to throw your Kalim Lacharov, Kuyamalami Lapligi. That too. If he's going to take your luggage and throw it out the window, don't have to subjugate yourself to that type of treatment. Kipligi, when is there machlokes? Now this gets quite interesting. Baka Dveso. When it comes to hitting your wife, okay? So he wants to hit your wife, so then Mar Savar, the Kevan Dili Dide Lomitsarle, he's not causing you any pain. My nafkalimine, why do you care for it? Okay? Umar Savar Dasi Litrude, others say no, because that's going to lead to fighting. The wife could say, why don't you stick up for me? And that's not going to lead to great shalom bias. So therefore, even if he's going after your wife, you should really leave at that point. I seem to recall, I didn't look it up, but now as I'm learning this, I seem to recall as machlokas whose wife it's referring to. The wife of the guest? Or I think there's one opinion that even refers to the wife of the host.
And the English know
that. Okay, they do. Okay. Fine. So again.
It's Joseph.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Isn't there like this is
Ba'abayis.
Say.
Exactly. Unless he hits you.
Right.
Right. The Gemara says all rules have exceptions, sir.
Right.
So this is an exception. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Kol Kachlam. Why do you have to go to such extent? Why do you have to be so loyal to go to the same host each time? So the Gemara explains, Amar Mar achsanai pogame v'nifkam. Because if you leave the host, it's going to look bad for you, it's going to look bad for them. Rashi explains, we look at Rashi, pogame baal bayis, it affects the reputation of the baal bayis, and v'nifkam huasma, it affects the reputation of the guest. Dami inchi, people are going to say, kama kashim elu shul yachlu ladur yachad. These two can't live under the same roof for a couple days together, it must be they're not pleasant people, and it's going to look bad for the reputation both of the baal bayis and of the guest. And therefore, you shouldn't leave unless it's really an extreme case. So the Gemara says, "Vayter now Amar of Yehuda Marav Minayin Shlo Yishana Adam Bachsanya Shalom Min Torah." What's the source in the Torah that a person shouldn't change his place of housing? Shneamar says by Avram, it says Vayelch Lamasav Minegavad Beisel Ad Hamakom Ashehaya Shem Oala Betchil. He went back to the same place when he returned back from Mitzrayim. He went back to the same place where his tent was initially. So you should have a certain consistency of your inn. Where your host is. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Mihacha, it says, Vayelech Lema'asav, he went the same path, he traveled the same path. So there's two different deems. Should you travel the same path always, or should you stop off the same place? So what's the nafkamina? My benayu, ikamanayu, ach sanai dakrai. Let's say you were traveling and the sun quickly set, you didn't expect it to set, so you stay at some guy just because he's very close. So the Gemara, Rashi explains, if it's referring to the first pasuk, hamakom asher hayasham ola betchila, only where there's a makom kavua, you have to return back to. But a makom akrai that you just chanced upon, you don't have to return back there. But if it's about vayech lamasav, going in the same way you traveled here, traveled back, that would even be true of achsanai akrai. You would have to go back to that place, even though you just chanced upon it. That's still bechlav the implications of vayech lamasav, go back the same way you came. Gemara now says, vayter amar Rabbi Yochanan, minayin shlo yishana adam me'umunaso me'umunas avo. So how do you know a person should not change from the trade and business a profession of his parents and grandparents, he should continue that same umnus. Gemara explains, Shinamar says by Shlomo Melech, Vayishlach HaMelech Shlomo Melech sent, Vayikach es Chirim Mitzur. He had summoned Chirim, who came from Tzur, who was a Ben Ishal Mana, who Mimat Naftali, who came from a widow from Naftali. His father was Ish Tzori Chorish Nechoshes, who was a coppersmith. His mother is really from Beis Dan. Except by Beis Dan, it's written Vito Eliyah ben Achisamach Lamatadan, who we know from the Pesukim is also a coppersmith. In other words, this individual here, Mitzur, whose mother's side and father's side both came from coppersmiths, so he also became, he was an Ish Tzor Chorish Nechoshes. He also was involved in Nechoshes, and therefore we see the person should be loyal to the trade of his family business. So then the Gemara says,
He's Jewish,
yeah.
Just
Chiram. Yeah. Not that much,
I don't know.
Right, okay. So then the Gemara says, up until what point, how do you define Yisurin? What's considered Yisurin? I mean, what's the minimal amount of pain a person could go through, and that's called Yisurin. We'll see what the relevance is in just a moment. So Gemara says, Amar Belazar, kol she'argul beged lubosh ve'mish kaba olav. A person who has hired someone, or perhaps he just wove a beged on his own, and it doesn't fit him, he messed up on the tailoring of it, that's called Yisurim. That's a painful, that's a frustrating situation. That's called Yisurim. Maskela Rav Zira, v'seima Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, gedol mizu amru. That even greater than that, which means even less than that, would still be qualified as Yisurim. Afilu niskabnu limzog bechamin matiglo b'son. Let's say the guy intended on pouring warm hot water, and instead he poured cold water. Or b'tzonin matiglo bechamin, which doesn't seem like such a big deal. Ata amis kuli high, and you say that much? So even switching hot water and cold water accidentally, that also is called Yisurim, even that small matter. And Mar Bred Ravina Amar, he takes it a step further. Afil Nebach Lo Chaluka. Let's say a guy puts on his shirt or his socks, he puts them out inside out, which is really not so frustrating. Even that's called Yisurim. Rava Visema Rav Chista Visema Rav Yitzchak Amila Masisa Tana. Others say Afil Hoshit Yadul Kis. A guy puts his hand into his pocket. Litol Shalosh to take three coins. V'alu Biyad Shaim, and he only takes two, so he has to dip back in to get the third one. He has to dip in a second time to his pocket. So even that's called Yisurim, which is not a big deal at all. And the Gemara says, "Dafka shalosh v'alu biyad shaim." Only if you wanted to get three and you only got two, then you have to go back and pick a third coin up. But the opposite of shaim, you wanted to pick up two and you accidentally alu biyad shalosh, you picked up three coins accidentally. Lo, that's not called yisurim because dileka tircha l'mishayo. Just to drop a third coin in the pocket is very easy, but to have to reach in to get a third one a second time, that's more of a big deal. Even that's called yisurim. Where I want to know, why? Why do we care what's called Yisurim or what's not called Yisurim? So the Tani Rabbi Yishmael, Tani Debei Rabbi Yishmael, Kol Sh'avru Alav Arbam Yom Below Yisturim, a person who lives for 40 days straight without experiencing any type of frustration at all, like this we're describing, Kibu Olamo, that's a guarantee that he's going to have a chelek in Olam Haba. That's it's a very positive sign.
The Ma'ar,
is it, yeah?
I think he used
up all.
He used up all. Rashi says, Kibo Olamo, Ko Menucha Salasit. He used all his Menucha Alasit. He used it now. The Avar Lav Chav Mehana Chavrehu Yisurim. Fine. So then, therefore, he used up all his char in this world. The Ma'arav Amar in the West, he learned Puranus Mizdamislo, the same thing, but more negative, that this person should expect to experience some type of punishment because he. Since he didn't have 40 days without the Yisurim, it's a big onus. It's on its way, and look out for what's to come. Okay.
And that's considered a big onus.
Not big necessarily, but it's a Yisurim. That means you get.